Hi, I'm Juliet Quartet viola player Roger Tapping, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Centre for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Bela Fleck, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Bela, and happy Tuesday, kids commuters. That's our friend banjo virtuoso Bela Fleck playing our theme. We're so lucky to have him with us because it's banjo week. Good morning, Bela.
Finally, banjo week.
Finally.
I'm so glad. Oh, and luckily, it's only Tuesday, so we have some more days coming, don't we?
We do. So
that's good news.
Lots to look forward to. Now, Bela, you have the kind of artistic credentials. You can do really anything you want. I mean, you've written beautiful compositions like Big Country, jazz things, bluegrass things, all these different things. Why classical specifically?
Well, that's a good question. Part of it is because I had grown up hearing a lot of it when I was a kid, both from my stepfather who played the cello, but also in high school. I went to music and art high school. And there was just a lot of music in New York City of all kinds. And I liked everything. I would go see everything. So part of it was for me trying to become a more complete musician. And I remember around the same time as I was trying to learn to play jazz, it was tricky because people hadn't really learned the scales on the banjo the way they needed to improvise the way you might if you played jazz guitar, for instance. You would learn all your scales and your modes. And then you'd have some tools to work with. But people hadn't really learned how to do that with the technique that they could do that with on the banjo. So I was working on these basics, these scales and chords and things that were being played on all the other instruments. And then I ran across this Bach, I guess it was a partita, and I found that except for like one note, it all fit on the banjo's range. And so that became a new project for me. Just like if you're in a bluegrass world, you learn a fiddle tune and it teaches you something about music. And there's like thousands of fiddle tunes and they all teach you different things about the banjo. Well, learning a Bach piece was a whole other experience. And that taught me a whole lot of new fingerings and taught me to see the neck of the banjo in a different way. Mm. Because of the fingerings I had to use to get from one place to another. I had to figure them all out for myself because nobody was doing that. So that was part, it's part of just, you know, being a more complete musician.
And then that would expand you again into other things you can do with it now that you've looked at the neck in a whole new way.
Right. All of a sudden I saw the neck as this one big thing rather than positions. Learning Bach taught me to move constantly up and down the neck to find the right way to play these notes.
And we talked about how listening to this piece of music, it both sounds exactly right and also a little surprising, a little funny.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the neat things about some of the pieces we did on the record, the two-part and three-part inventions, by putting the parts on different instruments, your brain can really see what each line is doing. Where if you play them all on the piano, you really have to know how you're listening to understand that those are all separate lines. A great pianist can make that clear to you, obviously. But it becomes super simple when, for instance, you put one part on a mandolin, one part on a banjo, and one on a cello, or a marimba, then you can really follow each line all the way through. So I thought there was something new that we could bring to it that way.
So today you've chosen a piece of Bach for us to hear. Tell us a little bit about that.
One of the fun things about doing this record was getting to learn some of the pieces that I'd heard my whole life but never tried, never really was sure that they could fit on the banjo. And so I started listening to all of these recordings of different violinists, pianists, cellists, etc., looking for pieces that would turn me on. And this is one that I thought, wow, that would sound really cool if I can pull this off. And in the learning of it, again, it taught me so much about the instrument. I found that I had the opportunity to become close to these pieces of music because of the amount I had to practice them in order to learn them. So I was very careful about what pieces I would do because I knew I was going to be spending a lot of time on each one of them. So this was one that I was just always curious about and hopeful that it would work out.
I'm pretty sure it did. Let's listen to the prelude from Johann Sebastian Bach's Violin Partita number 3.
Thank you.
That was the perpetually delightful Bela Fleck performing banjo music originally written for the violin, the Partita No. 3 by Johann Sebastian Bach. Tomorrow on Kids Commute, we'll hear how Bela uses his banjo to interpret some happy memories from composer Peter Tchaikovsky. All right, Kids Commuters, time now to check in with our Quizlet. We'll ask you a question all week, and if you're right, we'll send you a prize envelope, tell everybody how smart you are, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize from Go-Go Squeeze. So here is the question. In what continent was the banjo invented? Here's your first hint. This continent contains the Nile, the longest river in the world at 4,258 miles long. Do you know what this continent is yet? Text us the answer with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. Congrats to our Quizlet aces so far this week. Mario, Hector, and Catherine in Traverse City, Dwayne in Engadine, and Tobias in Honor have all figured it out. Now it's your turn. 231-237-7482. Don't forget your name and address. That's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Hasta mañana.
Interlocking Public Radio.